This is where normal comes to die. Mediocrity meets its final demise, and the status quo is unabashedly dismantled. Welcome to Reinvention Radio. Now, here's your host, Steve Ulscher.
Alrighty, welcome to the sound off on Reinvention Radio. We are sounding off.
We should have kept Kelly's button.
We should have kept Kelly's button. Yeah. I don't know why she left it. Oh, man. All right, Steve Ulscher hanging out with the lovely Mary Goulet. Hello, Mary Goulet.
Hello.
Richie Ote, what's up, baby?
Hello.
White Wade holding it down. Stidia.
Howdy, howdy.
Howdy, howdy. And Kelly's got it under control back home. All right, so lots going on. And in the last sound off, we did touch upon everything going on there in the wake of Hurricane Harvey, which by the way, is my father's name. My father is
boy.
Harvey. And I won't make light of that in any way, shape, or form. I was going to say that the person most upset about all of this is my dad. But, of course, that would be the absolute wrong thing to say. So I will not say that. But I will say that it's fun finding memes like Go Away Harvey and sending those to my dad. And
those, wow. So
there's some pretty interesting signs out there with the word Harvey. Like anything that you can... You know, to hell with you, Harvey, and these sort of things. So sending those memes to Dad is, I'm easily entertained. All right. So speaking of entertained, are you not entertained? Are you not entertained? Are you?
Yes.
Yes. Turn the lights on. Entertain us. It's something like that. I never could quite figure out all those words. It's a Nirvana thing.
Sorry.
Yeah. Exactly. So speaking of being entertained, did you buy into the hype? Did you go watch the fight somewhere?
Oh,
were
I'm
you,
so
Richie?
Happy you brought this up.
Too.
You
it's like know a the, Super Bowl thing. I
you
mean,
you want to know
on.
The real reason why I'm happy? Steve
Please.
Has no freaking clue why I'm so happy you brought this up.
Yes.
Because during this whole fight, all I could think about is how I was going to spend your $100. Because everybody...
Well, I did not buy the fight. I did see it, though, but I did not buy it.
Oh, and did you happen to see it like me on Twitter and Periscope?
I did not. I was at someone's house. I was invited to someone's house.
Do you want to see the screenshots of how that went straight to the top of the most apps downloaded?
Yeah, and it also didn't work on all of the platforms.
It sure worked on mine.
It worked on mine. All right, so
I saw the whole entire fight for free.
Streaming Academy, right? Yeah, so there you go. So somebody streamed it. You watched the whole thing for free on Twitter or
whatever. Yeah, and as some of them got shut down, I just scrolled down and saw
and went to the other
never lost the feed.
Yeah, well, nice. I mean, look, they've got those dragon boxes and those kind of things where that's a lot of what you
and by the way that had yes. nothing to do with Trump, right?
Yes,
because you said this is gonna live and die by Trump.
The fight?
No, Twitter.
Oh, Twitter, yes.
The start of the conversation I was thinking about how I was going to spend my $100 while everyone else was spending $100 and getting refunds.
You should have bought into Bitcoin is what you should have done with that $100, but that's a whole other conversation. So
you guys are exhausting.
We are a little exhausting.
This is,
all right, so Mary,
sound off.
Did you see the fight, Mary?
I don't want to watch two guys beating each other up. It stresses
so
me out.
Loving. You are so
it just stresses
sweet.
Me out. I
the
don't...
idea of people punching each other is unpleasant.
Correct.
Okay. Well, Wade, did you see it or did you go the Richie route and watch it on somebody else's device? Or?
No, I don't have much that. I didn't see it. I read a few of the reviews.
Yeah. I mean, look, reality is it was the biggest pay-per-view buy in the history of, you know, sports. So people still like, for whatever reason, Mary Goulet, seeing men beat the heck out of each other. Women, too. I mean, Ronda Rousey and the UFC stuff. But
people act like this is new.
It's not new, Gladiator. You got to go back to, right. It's like this is how we are naturally wired. We are naturally wired to like blood. That's why, you know, on the news, if it bleeds, it leads, right? I mean, that's kind of how it goes. And so, yeah, I mean, you go back to the Spectator days of Gladiator and so on. Yeah, I mean, this is not a new thing. People have been doing this for millennia. But reality is, I think if you watch the fight and you are a fight fan, at least it was a people felt like they
Ten
got
rounds.
Their money. Yeah, people felt like at least they got their money's worth.
Oh, it was legit. It was literally, I started to get the feeling that this is too perfect. This is like almost storyboard perfect. Like,
you think
like,
Floyd kind of set it up that way, knowing
I almost
at any
think
point.
It was a Floyd-esque going, and I don't know, right? They have zero information that says this is true, right? This is just my mind wandering, knowing that the one thing that made boxing and any one-on-one sport so unique when it comes to gambling is because you can't guarantee a win, but you can guarantee a loss.
Mm, how so? What do you mean?
Somebody's got to lose.
Somebody's got to lose. Somebody's got to win too, though.
Yeah, I mean, but I can guarantee you, I can't be someone going, hey, Steve, you got this fight tonight. You better win. Right?
Wait.
But I can say,
like, who
you better lose.
Of.
Somebody from the mob.
Oh.
No, but my point is,
yes.
You better lose can be done guaranteed.
Yes.
Barring some little, like, I'm not going to let them tell me to do, right? Some little stupid comment and ends up finding you with some cement boots.
Yeah.
But you can't guarantee the win. So where I'm going
unless
with this
you're the WWE, and then it's already preset in terms of who's going to win and what.
Exactly, but that's a whole other.
Wrestling fans might get mad at me for saying that, but
my point is, boxing had a chance of being completely destroyed, and no one really talked about that. Like if an MMA
because of that
would have come in there and taken out the undefeated boxer, it would have just like that's why De La Hoya was so pissed off that this was happening. And he was so happy that it ended the way it happened because boxing wouldn't have said it'd be completely toast because there's going to be too many enthusiasts.
Right.
But
no, I mean, you could look at the
it'd
UFC.
It'd have been like records, right?
Look at the UFC. Brock Lesnar came over from the WWE, right? I mean, he is a freak of nature, and Mary's getting a headache just thinking about all of this.
No, I can leave.
No, don't leave. But he is a freak of nature who was a wrestling star, came over from wrestling, and literally within three fights was able to get the heavyweight belt. Okay. So it can happen. And my only point being that when you look at the folks who put out all of that money, I think the fight went exactly as I said it from the get-go. This is exactly how it's going to go, that you can't train, having done Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu and some MMA stuff over the years, you cannot train for that cardio, period, end story. And so at some point, and this is literally what happened, he could no longer lift up his hands. Like, literally, it just fires through your body and that adrenaline in ways that you just cannot even imagine. And so by the ninth round, he literally had trouble raising his hands. And that's obviously then in the 10th where everything
that's
went
downhill. That's why Rocky ran those stairs all the time.
Chased the chickens.
It was chasing the chickens. It was running the stairs. It was so on. So anyway, really interesting fight. I will say that I believe if McGregor wanted to, he could have tried to come out with more in the earlier rounds, but so could have Mayweather. I think, honestly, Mayweather could have taken him out at any time. But it was a good experiment. I think people were generally happy. Not nearly as many people were at the event as I think they thought were going to be at the event. But at the end of the day, they got 6.5 million buys on pay-per-view. Floyd walks with over 200 million, McGregor walks with over 100 million, and there you go. So
what can we do?
I know, right? Like
passion? What is it that we need to do?
We need to have like a podcasting fight. Like let's who can we call out?
Hey,
like,
at least we have three people.
Right.
So we're going to have better odds right there.
We'll do a tag team. Like let's call out like an NPR show. Like let's call out like if we're gonna go for it, let's go for it like on the highest level. Let's call out Dan Carlin.
No, let's call Likas.
Likas? Oh God.
Yes.
Yeah. That guy does not have a podcast. Does he even have a show still, Tommy Likas or whatever his name is?
Yeah, well you could puke on him.
You could puke on him. All right, so
you could do whatever you want to do, right?
Yeah.
Get him back.
All right. So maybe we'll call out the good folk. Maybe we'll just call out Danny Carlin. That's what we'll do with his 20 million downloads there on Hardcore History. That'll be the next thing we do. All right, so look, reality is I just wanted to share my take on that fight, which was I think that in all honesty, it went exactly as I thought it would. Mayweather would do his thing, dancing around, let him burn himself out, and then in the later rounds he'd finish the fight, which he did. What I will also say is that I can tell you in looking at what happens in a fight where people end up with, you know, pain and bruises and scarring and this, that, and the other.
He was hurting. McGregor got some nice shots in.
There were actually some shots landed, and I am not one for pain. I mean, I've done Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu now for the better part of 69 years. I hate pain, and I've had this thing on my lip for like 3 years that the wife has been yelling at me about to go get looked at and fixed and taken out or whatever because she was concerned it was cancer. And so for 3 years, I put it off. And I went and I did it the last week. And so talk about pain. Like I had this whole thing in my mind about how much it was going to hurt and this, that, and the other. Because I figured, you know, your lip is like a sensitive spot. You know, you think like, oh, my God, they're going to put a shot in it and then they're going to open it up and take this thing out. You go to a professional, they do a pretty good job. They numb your lip. They do what they need to do. So the PSA of this particular segment here of Reinvention Radio is, if you've got something on you and you've been afraid to go and do it because you were afraid of being hurt, Look, it hurts a lot less than what McGregor and Mayweather had to go through in their fights. Go
That's
get
what
that
you're comparing
shot.
It to?
I am. But the other thing is he found like something on the back of my leg. Like I got stitches. Do you see those stitches there on
oh,
by the
wow.
knee?
Wow.
Like I had no idea. And there's the, that's the other thing is like I had no idea this thing was on the back of my leg. He's like, do you know you have a big blue dot on the back of your leg?
Blue.
Blue. I was like, no, I have no clue. And he took a picture of it and he showed me, do you know what this is? I was like, no, I've never seen it. It's on the back of my knee. Like, who's supposed to see this? So there you go. So you go out,
so
you see a professional.
It?
He doesn't know. He's sending it out to oh. see what it is. But they opened it up. They took it out. And, the, you know, some stitches later and whatnot. We'll see. But the PSA in all of this is, please, take care of yourself. If your wife tells you to go and have something looked at and have it removed, don't wait 3 years to go and have it removed.
Wives are always right.
I thought he was going to say something like, if your PSA, if you're going to go through pain,
get $200 million,
get $200 million dollars for it.
Right. Yeah, I tried sending a bill to the dermatologist for that. It was sent back, you know, returned to sender there. But yeah, I guess that would be the other side of the coin, right? Is if you can figure out how to get, and maybe that's it. Is you find something that, you know, is bugging you and you figure out a way for someone else to do something with it so that the insurance has to cover whatever it is that needs to be taken care of there, then I think it's a win-win for everybody. What
there
do you,
you
think?
Go.
Yeah.
Okay.
He's
going to
flood the next MMA event.
Yeah, right? And just start putting my face
in
the ring.
He's going
to
hedge his bet.
All right, my friends. Well, hopefully if you saw the fight, you enjoyed it. And if you got something going on that needs to be taken care of, listen to your wife and go get it taken care of. All right, my friends. We'll talk to you next time here on Reinvention Radio. Take care.
You just got dismantled. Thanks for listening to Reinvention Radio. For more information about the show and your host, Steve Olscher, visit reinventionradio.com. One person has the power to change the world, impact millions of lives, and leave a legacy for lifetimes to come. That person is you. In the New York Times bestseller, What Is Your What?, Steve Olscher, award-winning author and founder of the Reinvention Workshop, reveals his proven process that has helped thousands of men and women discover, share, and monetize the one thing they were born to do. Grab your free copy now at www.whatisyourwhat.com/free. That's www.whatisyourwhat.com/free.